parsha. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos and Perkei that the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, right? Asar Nisyonos Nisnas Avraham Avinu Va'omad Va'omad Begula. That no doubt, either the ultimate Nisayon, or at least the significant Nisayon, right? You know, Oshub Shat, Rashi, the Rambam, the ultimate Nisayon was HaKadosh Yitzchak. That was the tenth Nisayon. It's worth mentioning that the Rishon to disagree. If you look at that Mishnah Navos and Hey Dalit, take a look at Rabin Yonah, the Tashbetz. There the Tashbetz quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, Medrash Tilin, that the beginning of Chayisar was the ultimate Nisayon, the Kfur of Sarimenu, and HaKadosh Yitzchak was the ninth Nisayon. No doubt that begs the question, and not for now, but certainly food for thought, that if you're tested in HaKadosh Yitzchak and you pass with flying colors, Amud Bekulam, why in the world is it necessary to have like anything? Why would Kfur HaSarimenu be a greater Nisayon or a different Nisayon than HaKadosh Yitzchak? But there are clearly Makoros in Rishonim and Chazal that Kfur HaSarimenu also was Nisayon. You know, he loses Sarimenu, the difficulty of Kfura. Kadosh Baruch already said the Zarach and Asati Asaretz Azos, and everything that entailed in order to secure that was already his. It also was challenging. But maybe a challenge that pales compared to HaKadosh Yitzchak. But just the following Ha'ara when it comes to HaKadosh Yitzchak. Here I'll tell you a Chiddush that Rav Pesach Frank pointed out. When you look in the Parsha describing the Nisayon of HaKadosh Yitzchak, there seems to be something that was almost unnecessary. The end of the Parsha. You know, when you look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, you know, we discussed this Rosh Hashanah, Lama Tokin the Shofar Shal Ayin. Ki Shofar, why is Shofar Shal Ayin? Oh, so the Gemara writes so dramatically now. Kadesh Eskalachem, Kadesh Yosef and Avram, Malin Aleichem, Kiva Katamasmechem Nafanai. Ah, the shofar is the eagle. There's the ayil, no? In Kategonasa Senegar, don't use a shofar, shall eagle. It's surprising that should be so critical. It is true that once Avraham Avinu was told, Al Tishloch Yadcha, don't sacrifice Yitzchak, guess what? Vayar Vinei Ayil, he saw that there was an Ayil, and he offered the Ayil as a karban. Like, that was the greatness of Avraham Avinu, the offering of the Ayil. Like, that was the Nisayon, and that was the greatness of the offering of the Ayil. Token to Shofar Shal Ayil. The greatness of Avraham Avinu was the willingness of HaKadosh Yitzchak, and not the fact that in its stead that an ayil was offered. It's somewhat surprising. Like, what would have been missing in the parsha if the parsha didn't include that Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice Yitzchak, and the Malach Hashem says Al Tishloch Yadcha, and therefore Avraham Avinu did not go through with it, even though he was willing to. That's the godless of Avraham Avinu. But surprising that more than that indeed is necessary. Perhaps even in terms of the bracha that Avraham Avinu was given, unusual. Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice his son. Avraham Avinu was told not to. Avraham Avinu offers the ayil. And at that moment then, once the ayil is offered, the Malach Hashem comes and says, Ki varech avrechecha v'harbeh arba saracha. The special bracha that is given to Avraham Avinu after the offering of the ayil. Again, one would have thought that the offering of the ayil is completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. Like, why does that demonstrate in any shape or form that the greatness of? And when the Torah describes Avraham Avinu, the Torah does so like so dramatically. No? Vayelech Avram, vayikaches ha'ayil, vayaleh lo tachas b'no. Again, all of that sounds as though it's not needed. The Nisayon was the Akedat Yitzchak. It wasn't the Hakravas Ha'ayim. And maybe the secret simply is the following. The Pasuk says, Vayar vine ayo achar nechaz besaf bekanav. What do those three letters mean? No? Vayar vine ayo achar. Achar. Let's assume that word wasn't there. No? Vayar vine ayo nechaz besaf bekanav. No? Avraham Avinu gazed and he saw that there was an aisle that was entangled. No? Vayar vine ayo achar. Achar. What does achar mean? No? What exactly is that word adding? And maybe very simply, what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Rashi says the word achar means like achare, like acharka, achare. Uh-oh. After the Malach Hashem said, Al Tishlach, after that occurred, then Avraham Avinu saw. Okay? If you look, for example, in the Targum Yonasan, Tzarim Yosem writes, Dichrachad. Achar means like Echad. You know, that Avraham Avinu saw a lone aisle, a single aisle. The Kliyaka writes the following Kiddush. This is what the Ritzipe Sefrank assumed that, Achar means, Mesmefurish and Kliyaka, Achar means like Acher, another, Acher. It doesn't mean Acharei. And it doesn't mean chad, but it means acher. Another ayah. And that, he writes, was part of the greatness of Avraham Avinu. You know, one could argue in the following sense. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to you and tells you that this is what you absolutely must do. You know, if a person is a Mamin, B'nai Maminim, even if you're not on the Madrega of Avraham Avinu, I mentioned several days ago in the Sicha, who comes to you and says, this is what you should do, that's what you're going to do? That's what you're going to do? No? You're going to say no? You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu was so seemingly specific. Bincha, Yechidcha, Sharafta, Esyitzkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to do, you'd be foolish not to. No? I mentioned a few days ago, now that was that Rosh Hashanah Ezri. Oh, maybe that's in line with the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was crystal clear, and the Nevuah of Avraham Avinu was a vision, but it was a clouded vision. If you hear something crystal clear, okay, this is what you do. But if you hear something that's ambiguous, you know what you're likely to do? You kind of interpret it to your favor, no? You know, I see something that's not so clear. Possibility A, woo. Possibility B, okay. You know, it kind of, you're known to the possibility B. This was an indirect vision that Avraham Avinu saw, but Avraham Avinu knew that this was what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and okay. So maybe that was the greatness that he signed Avraham Avinu, precisely because the Nebuah was not as clear. Or maybe one could argue somewhat differently. The Nevuah, Bincha, Yechidcha, Sha'afta, Yitzchak, absolutely clear. But I ask you the following. Right? So when a person does so, what exactly is their mindset? Like, what are they thinking? What is their consciousness? What are their emotions when you're asked to do such a thing? And a person is told, Akedas Yitzchak, you know what? Maybe a person will resign himself to the fact that, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what I have to do. This is what I have to do. But you know, you do so as an understatement, oh, with a heavy heart, with a sense of you're distraught. You know, how can you do such a thing? Push comes to shove. Look, Mad Mifkarasi Balach Lameva, Brachos Taf Yud, I'll do it, but you do it with that. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, there's an aisle. Offer the aisle as a carbon. As a carbon. You experience like that same tension, like that same person's told, take this aisle as a carbon. It's an opportunity of a avodas Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, masay agia. Person is told to sacrifice the son. That's also the perspective, or the perspective is like, you know, that this is crushing, this is tragic, I'm distraught. True, I have no choice, because there must be a cheshbon, but the mindset, the consciousness, is so different as to whether a Kadosh Baruch Hu would command you to offer a child or to offer an ayah. And that was the chiddush that Sipei Sevran pointed out. That's exactly that. Vayar v'nei ayel achar means acher. You know, there was no difference in Avraham Avinu's avodas Hashem whether the tzivui was akedas b'no or whether it was hakravas ayel. It was a different ayel. A different ayel. It wasn't that one was crushing and one was an opportunity, like Rabbi Akiva's mentioned. When Rabbi Akiva, again, you know, was Asur Melchus, Masa Agia, this is an opportunity to be able to fulfill B'chol Nafshecha, Afil Notles Nafshecha. Mesiras Nefesh was embraced as an opportunity, as though the Tzivui Hashem was something that was the easiest to perform. And maybe certain mitzvos are easier than others. You know, Lefum Tzaraga, the Rambam writes. Certain mitzvos, there's a sense of a kvishos ha'yitzer. One would think when it comes to Akedas Yitzchak, that was something that was so imposing. And when it comes to offering a carbon, that was something that was so enlightening. You know what the greatness of Avraham Avinu was? There was no difference in terms of his avod. He was so dedicated to the Tzivui Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded this or that, the mindset was exactly the same, whether it was Akedas Aven or whether it was Akravas Ayah. So that's why that addendum to Akedas Yitzchak is so critical. So critical. It's not that the story could have ended before. Well, of course, Avraham Avinu was told to sacrifice. He was willing to sacrifice his son, but Tzivui Hashem. But you know, immediately afterwards, Hinei Ayel, Ayel Achar, meaning Ayel Acher. And it was the same exact malach. Vayelech Avram, Vayikach Es Ha'ayel, Vayelotach Es Bno, parallel all the steps that were involved in terms of the Akedas Yitzchak. So it turns out, Enoch Enami, that the greatness of Avraham Avinu was evident not merely in the willingness of Akedas Yitzchak, but in the fact that he offered the Ayel exactly as he was willing to offer his son Yitzchak. And that's why the Sigin Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin that token b'shofar sha'ayil kedei shi'izkar akedas yitzchak b'Avraham, that's significant. That's not tangential. That's significant. And therefore, this was so much part of the parsha itself. And the bracha and the description of the greatness of Avraham Avinu is mentioned in the parsha only after the hakrava sa'ayil, not merely after the willingness in order to go ahead and do, right? Offer Yitzchak is a carbon. Right? That's something which is pretty significant. That's an inherent part of the nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak. Not seemingly the willingness to, but the mindset of, and would there be a difference between whether the Tzivui Hashem was something that a normal person would view as being absolutely catastrophic, or no, madimifkada sibalach ameva, with the same vayelech and with the same vayikra. There's a stunning Rambam, the Rambam Esfad in Mar Nebuchim, right? Nechei the Gimel of Perech Chavdalet, but take a look at it. It's really something which is striking because all the Rishonim are bothered here, the Rambam, the Ben Ezra, the Sfarno, that what exactly is the purpose, the Batara of Nisyonos? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu test? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not test in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to know whether the person is able to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodei HaKol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew from the outset that Avraham Avinu was going to Va'omad B'kulim regarding all these nisyonos. So why is it that it was necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test? Obviously, it was not in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should know. The Ben Ezra, the Ramban, at the very beginning of Chafez, they both write that Lasei Schar Lemanusa. It was the basis of great schar for Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, but when Avraham Avinu was able to, Aman B'kulam, that served as a basis of great schar. What apparently bothers the Rambam and Rav Nebuchim is, would it have been impossible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give great schar to Avraham Avinu, knowing that, had he been tested, Aman B'kulam? You have to go through the test. I know a person knows the sugya so well. If he would be tested, he would soar. It's impossible to reward that person without going to the test. If you're not sure, I understand you're not sure. But if a person is certain that, is it so necessary even to be able to give schar, to go through each one of the steps? The Sforno writes something amazing here in the Parsha, that part of the halacha b'drachav is not really the midah b'tzasiyah. It's not only like the midah, like who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. In other words, that the potential, the midos, the tchunos have to be manifest, have to be manifest. Of course, Avraham Avinu had the midah of Mesiras Nefesh, but he had to manifest that Mesiras Nefesh. The Sforno writes, and that's the purpose of the Nisyonos, to be able to, in a concrete way, channel and manifest those tchunos and nefesh. But take a look at that Rambam, right? Mordevuchim Gimel Chav Dalet. The Rambam writes something which is said. That you know why Avraham Avinu was tested, and you know why it's so important that the test of Avraham Avinu be recorded. It obviously wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. It wasn't that now it became a basis of Avraham Avinu receiving schar, because Avraham Avinu could have received the schar without being tested. But imagine if we had Sefer Bereishis without a Kedas Yitzchak. Like, imagine Rosh Hashanah davening, Rosh Hashanah leaning without a Kedas Yitzchak. The Rambam writes that the reason Avraham Avinu has to be tested was for the betterment of us. Not Kadosh Baruch Hu, not Avraham Avinu, but for the betterment of us. Because you know what? In life, we'll be tested. And we have to be able to, or like that Ramban, Yitzir the Zara, to be able to point to be able to internalize earlier examples in order to be able to channel our Avodas Hashem. If a person is faced with a Nisayon, a Kedas Yitzchak is inspirational. You know, I'm tested. How do you react in a test? Well, you know what? I'm part of the Zera Avraham Avinu. And this is what Avraham Avinu did when he was tested. So that's something that informs the Doras. That's the Lashon of the Ramban, the Psicha Tishmos, the Yetzirah of the Zara. It's a creation for the Zara. If Avraham Avinu would not have been tested, imagine. So HaKadosh Baruch would have just given Avraham Avinu abundant star, because had he been tested, Amad Bakula. But we would not have had that model of the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. And we would have been lacking, because the ability that we have to be able to, I mentioned on the Sikha a couple of weeks ago now, the Mesiras Nefesh of Roman for Bris Milah empowers and informs the Mesiras Nefesh of Knesset Yisrael for Bris Milah Doros. If Avraham Avinu would not have been tested in that way, and he would have performed the Mitzvah Bris Milah without any Mesiras Nefesh, we would have been at a loss. We would not have been empowered. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. The Nisyonos in general, of what are recorded in Chumash, is not just simply the Tova Samanusa, but it's the Tova Seinu, because that's something that serves as an incredible model to be able to inspire us in terms of our Avodas Hashem. So take a look at that Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, the coming week we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and Mitzvah Hashem Rabbi Zain will be giving the Shiurim, so if you can continue to Seder and Shir Vasmada, I very, very much appreciate it. Very, very much the it's good. Chazur this year, most of my Chazim Shavar now. It's Yekar HaMetziv. We're coming to Yeshiva. It's the Yeshiva. I think so, yeah.